The Senate got back to work yesterday after a 10-day break. The chamber's Republican leaders are focusing this week on finishing a bill for the $87 billion President Bush requested for additional spending in Iraq and Afghanistan. The main issue is whether $20 billion for reconstruction in Iraq should be in the form of a grant or a loan. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Like most other senators, Utah Republican Bob Bennett spent time with voters while back home. And yesterday on the Senate floor, he said there was one conclusion all these senators have reached.
We have discovered that the question of what we should be doing in Iraq is foremost on our constituents' minds.
Bennett did not report on what his constituents had to say about Iraq, but Florida Democrat Bill Nelson, who attended some two dozen town hall meetings, said his constituents grew, as he put it, very restive at any mention of additional spending on Iraq.
People are uneasy with the fact that $87 billion is going to be spent on the occupation in Iraq when there are so many needs here at home.
Senate Majority Whip Mitch McConnell was more upbeat. After spending the break with four other Republican senators on a fact-finding trip to Iraq, he reported that despite car bombings and mounting casualties, things there are actually getting better.
Commerce is up and going. People are glad we're there. There's hope and there's optimism in spite of these attacks.
But a group of Senate Democrats who also wanted a firsthand look at Iraq over the break never made it there.
I think it's unfortunate. I'm only 30 years, so I've never seen anything quite like that.
Connecticut's Chris Dodd led a group of four Democrats who tried to visit Iraq as a congressional delegation. He said appeals to Pentagon and administration officials were fruitless.
And I was told that there was just no way they could accommodate us. And I've seen it. When the administration wants to get something done, if they really want you to go, they can make it happen. If they don't want you to go, they can go with 50 reasons why you can't.
Tom Korologos readily cited some of those reasons. Korologos is the lobbyist for U.S. Ambassador Paul Bremer, Iraq's top civilian authority who receives congressional visitors.
You have to make reservations. You have to alert the Army. It's just not like going to Bethany Beach. It's a war zone. People are shooting at us. And so our problems are our flexibility is restricted by a whole bunch of things.
Meanwhile, late yesterday on the Senate floor, North Dakota Democrat Byron Dorgan offered an amendment requiring that all money for reconstruction in Iraq be in the form of a loan. Dorgan said there's no question Iraq needs construction money.
But the president ought not be so quick to ask for $20 billion from the American taxpayers for reconstruction when his vice president, the secretary of defense, the deputy secretary of defense, and all the rest of them said all of this year that we'll pay for the reconstruction of Iraq with Iraq oil. Now we're told it can't be done and won't be done. I say with this amendment, it can be done and should be done.
Arizona Republican John McCain argued against such a loan. He said the U.S. has yet to win over the hearts and minds of Iraqis and cannot afford to appear to be exploiting their oil revenues.
I ask my colleagues to consider the fact that there is no possibility that the Iraqi people and government, when it comes into being, could pay back any debt in the short term. It is not possible.
Dorgan's amendment failed 57-39. Still, GOP Senators Kay Bailey Hutchison and Susan Collins are pushing for at least half the reconstruction money to be a loan administered by the World Bank. Collins was one of a dozen senators from both parties who got a hard sell yesterday from President Bush at the White House.
He didn't change my mind. I certainly respect his viewpoint, but I did not find the arguments that were put forth at the meeting to be persuasive.
Even more than a showdown over Iraq policy, a vote on Collins' amendment may amount to a test of the president's power to sway lawmakers under a lot of pressure from war-weary constituents. David Wellner, NPR News.